John, it must be difficult, I know, but just sum it up if you could for us.
Not good enough. I'm not going to stand here and insult the fans' intelligence. I've asked the players to go have a look at themselves. I'm not going to stand there and lose my head like the old John would have done years back. I need to think logically. I want them to go home and ask themselves, did you really, really do enough to challenge Bradford today? Did you really do enough to want to get promoted to the Championship? Every tackle, every first and second ball, were you willing to put your head on the line? Sometimes that's what you have to do in football. It's not always about when we're playing pretty football. We have to match them physically. We didn't do it second half, then we lose heavily. So we capitulated after the first goal, which I'm not happy about. I'm going to look at individuals, and we're at the stage of the season where I've said to them, I want to see who comes in Monday, who's ready for the fight, who's willing to put themselves on the line when it doesn't go to plan. I'm willing to fight for this football club and fight for promotion, because it's just words. That second half, promotion is just words. You have to turn it into action, and that's what Bradford did. But I have to bounce back, and I will bounce back, and I'll bounce out with players who want to be with me. If you don't want to be with me, then so you need to come knock on my door and say, Whit, actually, it's too much for me, because I'm not going to be put through that again in the second half. Me and my staff deserve more, and some of the players deserve more. And as a group, we can't allow them to just drop off that level. And that's where I'm at the moment. So a few harsh words, but sometimes in life, you need to have harsh words.
Have you had any answers back, or didn't you ask for them at this point?
No answers back. I want to go home and have a look. Sometimes we always talk about this emotional baseline, but it was right for me to have a nice little spike in that emotion, because sometimes you need emotion. That's what life's about. You have to care. If you don't care, you don't change things. And I care, and my staff care, and the club cares, and most of the players care as well. And I know the group cares. I've just got to teach them how to... That acceptance that we've had over the past few years, we can't let that creep back into the club, because we've got three games left now, three massive cup finals, and we didn't play that second half like it was a cup final, like it was the last 45 minutes of your season. And that's what was disappointing for me. We allowed them to execute their game plan far too easily, and I'll look at it over the weekend, and myself and my coaches, I'll put it to bed and build towards Tuesday.
It was the high ball that was the particular concern second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, we knew they'd be direct. They've got some really good players that do it. The Hansen's a handful, but you can still compete. You can still lay a hand on somebody, and if that was the old me, I'd be probably coming off here with two teeth missing and probably six stitches. But that's me, and my players aren't like that. But I need to get a bit of that in them, because it has to hurt. And we can't wait until after the event to suddenly change things. It has to be done at the time. 1-0, how do you know it's not going to go to goal difference? We have to dig in at one and think about getting into our game plan again. But we didn't do that today, and it's a very disappointing day for us. But I'll definitely get back stronger from it.
Because people are worried now about possibly the psychological damage that this result will do going forward.
Yeah, because, of course, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not insulting anybody's intelligence. They have to man up. After that performance, you can't do it and then expect nothing to be said. You have to man up. And if you've done everything you can, no problem. If you can look in that mirror tonight and think, you know what, I gave it me all. It was a bad day at the office. I just wasn't on my game for some reason. No problem. But if you think, actually, I've pulled up short, maybe I haven't applied myself properly, then you have to look at yourself, because there are consequences to everything you do in life, and there'll be consequences to this result. But what I've got to do is get the team back up, but they have to be with me, and that's why it has to be some honesty. You can only move on if you're honest with yourself, and we're honest as a group, and that's what we'll do over the next 48 hours.
Tom Bradshaw and Milan Lalkovic were on the bench. With the benefit of hindsight, would you have started them both, or weren't they quite fit enough to start? Or
yeah, no, hindsight, no, because that's the team I thought would cause problems. And first half, we did. I know they had the chance with the header in the first 15, but I think we looked threatening on the break. We hit the bar, but it's the way, even after what we'd spoke about at half-time, we didn't then go out and execute our game plan. So that, to me, is mindsets, and that's what's disappointing for me. Of course, Brad is, but Jordy deserved another chance because he's done so well. Milan, you can see we knew that we'd have to be very quite defensive. You can see Fordy did really well with Kintz. I feel for Kintz for his first game, but we have to look at it and then obviously Tuesday now, there's places are available on Tuesday. We need to see who wants them.
I'm presuming then that Bradshaw and Lalkovic are most likely going to start, are they, Tuesday?
Oh, I ain't going to tell you that. No. Yeah, no. Good point, Ron, but no, I'm not. I have no idea. I think too emotional for me to think about that yet. I ain't that good. So I'm going to look at it and see what we've got on Monday. I'm going to see who's hungry on Monday, and then I'll pick my team off who I see, actually, they look like they're ready for this, and that's who I'll pick.
And Jason Demetriou, not quite fit enough today?
No, fatigue, but I'm hopefully having back in for Tuesday, so he'll be available. So it's one of them. We can't overanalyze at the moment, because I need to sit down tomorrow morning and just look at it with a calm head, and then I'll make decisions after that.
Fair point. I mean, it's your game in hand now against Shrewsbury on Tuesday. They've just had a big result themselves at Gillingham.
Yeah, they do. They had 3-2. So, yeah, it's every when you've got three left, every game's a must-win. But obviously, with the defeat, it makes it even more important that we bounce back. But we have to, because then suddenly it's 3 points again with two left. And there will be ups and downs. But what we can't have is the down that we've just had, because that's too far away from our consistency of performance level. And that's what we've got to look at. That why did we get such a drop off? And again, we'll do that with the staff, and I'll get advice from various people for that.